Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu on BBS Radio. For those of you new to the show, Joe Hu is a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. I've been doing it my entire life. I'm out of Chicagoland area, and I have been in radio probably at least 20 years. So I've been around for a long time. And what it is a form of intuitive ability. Everybody has it. You know, some people are good doctors, some people are good lawyers. I'm pretty good at this. And everybody has intuition. Whether you want to believe it or not, you do. Call it gut feeling. Sometimes they have women's intuition. You know, everybody has it. It's going to be the first thing that comes in your mind more often than not. You know, and as I thought, so I knew that. You know, so we all have it. And unfortunately, we're always taught that if we can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. Well, you have to understand some very interesting basics. We are all spiritual beings, regardless of what your religion is. We're all spiritual beings. And right now, on our planet, there's some amazing things going on, and not necessarily good either, okay? We're taking your calls tonight. Our call and phone numbers are, for the people in the USA, is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Again, that's 1-888-810-8322. And if you can't get through on those lines, we also have a direct line, which is area code 530-876-3222. Now, when you call, I just need to hear your first name and just the month of your birth and where you're calling from. So those are three things I can ask you so I can hear you speak. Hi, caller. You're on with Joe.
Was that me?
Yes.
Oh, well, my name is Carol.
Okay.
I'm born in December.
All right.
Do you need the year?
No, I don't need a year. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Maryland.
Okay. Carol, first of all, you're a personality who's you're rather quiet. You keep things close to the hip. Okay? What means is, you know, you like people, but it takes a long time for you to bring somebody in your inner circle. All right? So trust issues are very, very important to you, and that's learned behavior. You have a certain amount of independence, more than you'll give yourself credit for. You're the kind of person that once you make up your mind, you usually stick with it. And you're kind of like in the background, but even though you're in the background, you're still a person that has the ability to be able to be very strong and to be able to have things run the way you want to. So that's a very good issue. You can play chameleon, I guess that's what it is, and all it does is allow you maneuverability. The one thing you have to be careful about is emotional issues, because you can be fooled by those, or personal issues. If you have a career and you make your career too personal, it's going to affect you. So you always have to make sure you keep business, okay?
Okay.
Right. You can also be fooled by affairs of the heart, so you have to be careful. You can be fooled by affairs of the heart. That's one thing you have to be aware of.
You're asking me what else?
No, I just said you have to be careful about that. You can be fooled by affairs of the heart.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Do you see me becoming consistently profitable in the current work that I'm doing?
Yes, I do. And I told you in the very beginning of this, the first few minutes, that you're in the background, but you exercise a lot of control and a lot of patience, and you're very dogged. Once you put your mind to something, you go through with it.
That's true.
I know it's true. You know, it's not a stubbornness in you, although you have a stubbornness. You know, but you're the kind of person that says, if I'm put the energy, I'm going to do everything I can to keep it going the way I want it to go. So you know, you hold a lot of strings, and you're very good at dealing with that.
Okay,
so you have that ability. You know, people of your caliber usually are people that do well in the corporate world or they're going to be their own entrepreneurs, but you have the ability to bring money to you. The only time that'll waver is if you get involved on a personal level that kind of takes a lot of your energy. That's the one thing you got to watch.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I ask another one?
Sure.
All right. I have lived in the same place a long time. I, like a lot of people, have a sense that a move really is coming in some way.
But not at this time.
That's its time.
Not
at this time.
No. Your move will probably be within 2.5 to 5 years. Probably 3 to 5 years.
Ooh, that's a long time.
I know, but it's going to be a major move.
Okay.
It's not going to be moving down the block or down the street. You know, it's going to be more of a major move.
Okay, and you see where that might be?
It's going to be, well, obviously, you're in Maryland. The only way you could either go would be south or west, but it'll probably be west. Southwest.
Okay.
And that's not, and the reason why I'm saying I don't see it sooner is because you're not going to do it until you have all your ducks in a row and you have your financial security that you need.
Okay.
And you'll be able to take with you what you need.
Okay.
Right now you can't do that.
Okay.
You know
so
that.
Is part of why I'm ho- holding myself up is because I'm not ready to make that move?
That's right.
Okay, so it's a form of self-sabotage in a good way.
Well, it's not self-sabotage. Let's call it self-discipline.
Okay.
Because when it happens, you'll know.
Okay.
You'll absolutely know.
Okay.
Just like, you know how sometimes you know, hey, I know this is going to happen. Yeah. When you know, when you have that little click in your mind, you're going to know, and that's what will happen.
Okay.
But like I said, you're the kind of person who wants to make sure everything is the way it should be, as it should be.
Okay.
Okay, and it's not that you're conservative or being too careful. You're just being very logical, and you're very good at that type of thing. Why would you make a plan that you couldn't carry through?
Okay.
And say that's never been your style.
It never has.
No, I just said that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. People, if you'd like to set up a session with Johu, you can call my office, and that phone number is area code 815-498-9065. If you can look me up on the web, my website is www.johu.com. Okay? Again, our call-in numbers tonight are 1-877-876-5227 for the people in the USA, and for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322, and our direct line is 530-876-3222. Hi, caller.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
May I have your first name?
Rebecca.
And people call you Becca or Becky?
Rebecca.
They call you Rebecca?
Yeah.
Okay, and just the month of your birth?
October.
And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. Oh, Rebecca, you're a very gregarious personality. You know, you're very charismatic. You ever notice how people kind of are attracted toward you?
Uh-huh.
You know why that is?
No.
It would help to know, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Because, first of all, you're an old soul. You're very emotional, very creative. You enjoy people. And the fact that, you know, you have a very inner ability to kind of help people out. You know, or you just could be a shoulder to cry on. Why? Because you generally do care.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong. Of course you get angry. Of course you get snitty. That's normal behavior, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got the patience to hold on to a grudge. That's not your style at all. All right?
Okay.
Also, you have to understand that your endeavors and your abilities are always going to be on the creative, emotional side, because that's always going to be your strong point.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, we don't really know what we want to be when we grow up, because we never really grow up. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you meet all that criteria. And the only time that you have to be careful of is with family situations. You know, sometimes people, you know, aren't the best listeners when it comes to family.
Okay.
And that's one area that you have to be careful about, because sometimes you get in the middle of situations that you wind up not being, you know, it's put on you, and all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, it's your question.
I'm looking at several different options to go regarding employment, and
okay.
I'm not really too sure which to pursue, if I should pursue them all.
Oh, let me know which ones they are.
I'm looking at, I want to do like a dog house sitting business.
All right.
And look at getting a job at a coffee shop because it has benefits.
Okay.
And also a job within the school district. But I'm looking at those two jobs as part-time.
All right. The strongest things for you would be the anything with people.
Okay.
All right. Those two would be strong. The coffee shop would be strong just because of the people.
Okay.
Okay? And the other one working for the school district because you like kids.
Okay.
And kids are attracted to you.
Right. They are.
And you like animals. Old souls like animals. Being a house pet, house sitter, is that what you said?
Yeah. Watch their pets. Or
you go into their homes, right?
Yeah.
You could do that too, but you know what? That's going to take more time than you care to donate to it, you know, and it's going to take you, it would take you away from things that are going to further your career.
Okay.
I mean, it's a nice thing to do for friends, but as a business for you, it would not be. It's not your forte. It's not your cup of tea.
Like to watch their pets and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but I'm saying if you got one on this side of town, they get run over the other side of town. You know, it's not going to be. You know, no. It's for you. That's no. I don't see that as being a positive issue for you. The other two are okay. There's also another one going kind of come forth to you too, when you least expect it, probably within 2 weeks. That's going to come out of the blue, and that one's going to be a very good one too.
Do you have any idea what it is?
Yeah, it has to do with. Being able to help people with, you know, not customer service
uh-huh.
kind of thing, but where people need help, you know, with information of something they purchase, and they're going to train you on how to do that. In other words, you bought something and you're having trouble with it, you're going to be the person that's going to tell them, well, look, you need to do this, this, and this.
Oh, okay, because I'm also looking at becoming a secret shopper as well.
Oh, I got a friend who does that. I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
Those are kind of neat. I don't know much about the business, but I do know I have a lady friend who does it, and she loves it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know what it pays or anything. I just know she likes it. She only does it part-time.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
Yeah.
But secret shoppers are good, too. That's kind of neat.
Okay.
But see, you're the kind of person that likes, if you need to find out something, you can do it.
Right.
You know? I'm not saying you're nosy, but trust me, you cannot bear not knowing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is all these things that you're talking about, you know, you can do them. But what do you really want to do? I mean, if you had your choice, and don't tell me win the lottery, mm-hmm. but if you had your own career choice, what would you really want to do?
Are you asking me right now?
Yes, I am.
I would like to make custom high-end dog clothes.
Dog clothes?
Dog clothes.
Okay. So what's stopping you?
Well, I need to put something in place first regarding employment. That's something that I'm looking at.
Right. All you would need would be a machine and some material.
Right, and then to market them.
Right. Well, marketing, you know what? You get them, you get something really neat,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of local TV shows. You know, you go on being a guest one day and bring a pet in there and show them. That's how those business start. I have a client in Chicago who does that.
Oh, okay.
And she makes a ton of money. I also have a client that does period costumes.
Uh-huh.
And she does very, very well.
For animals or for people?
For people.
Oh, okay.
For people. Okay. Now, New York sells a lot of high-end clothing for animals.
Oh, okay.
And so does Chicago. Okay. And I'm sure California is, you know, any big city, things like that, they thrive. But
okay.
It has to be unique. It has to be unique. You can do high-end 60s style. You can do high-end 80s style, you know?
Right.
But, and that is cool, too, because I think you're going to see a resurgence. You never hear the phrase, everything old is new again?
Right.
Well, you're going to see that coming around.
Yeah, I thought about doing the period piece, like in the
right.
40s, 50s kind of stuff.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is that money only allows you freedom to do what you need to do.
Right.
So, you know, you're getting a sewing machine or whatever, and my parents were in the textile business. My mother made these remarkably fancy lampshades, these real fancy ones. In fact, you could see some of my mother's old shades in movies in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're amazing. I mean, when she went, you know, we retired, none of my family, my brothers and sisters, wanted the business. We didn't know how to sew. A lot of things were done by hand sewing, and they had, you know, these big industrial machines that people had to use, you know, but it was a great thing. But my mom had the will to do it.
Okay.
So she started out working for some company until she saved enough money to start the business. You know, I was obviously not born yet.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Where there's a will, there's a way. And being an old souls are creative. Old souls love animals. The house sitting would not be good maybe to build up a client base, but you can do that just by publicity.
Okay.
And a lot of local TV shows have that, you know, where someone comes in from so-and-so and does this, or even get a newspaper to come out and write an article about you. That's not hard to do at all.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, you know, there's always a market for all kinds of things. If you believe in yourself, then people will believe in you. If you have doubts, well, you're going to bring those doubts to you. Do you ever hear the expression, be careful, you might get what you ask for? Well, people ask for negative things all the time, and they don't know it. You know? Oh, by the way, if we lose connection, we're having some nasty storms here in the Chicagoland area. Toward the city, I'm a little bit outside the city. They dumped in this one area 4 inches of rain in a half hour. Needless to say, there was some flooding. But it went from 91 degrees down to 76 in no time, so that's pretty nice. And we did need the rain, you know. Anyway, but as far as, you know, if what you think, say, and do affects your reality. If you think about something bad happening, you're going to set up that energy to bring it to you. You know, and people don't do that. Now, of course, things are going to happen. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest lies we learn is happily ever after. There's no such thing. You know, to be a well-rounded human being, we have to feel all the emotions. And all, you know, like a child has to fall down and skin their knees to know what it's like being a kid. You know, it's just part of the experiential beings that we are. We walk many paths in this life. Some leave home and some don't. That's part of the human experience. Hi, caller, I'm Joe.
Joe, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and look at my mother.
I'm sorry?
I was wondering if you could look at my mother.
Okay, let me have her first name.
Susan.
And what was the month of her birth?
February.
Okay. What do you want me to look for?
Go ahead.
If she's okay?
Well, I just want to look at her overall, how she's doing. She wanted me to call you today and just
okay.
find out about that.
How come she didn't call?
Maybe the fear.
Where's your mom reside at?
What's that?
Where does she live at?
She lives here with me in Indiana.
In Indiana?
Yes, Lafayette.
Okay. And how old is your mom? Can I ask that?
54.
Okay.
Hold on here. She was born in 54. So I think she's...
Well, she's younger than me. You know, your mom's okay. She's got toxicity and acidity in her system. Okay? Is she on medications? Because I see the toxicity.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Her mother just passed away from Alzheimer's here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but she doesn't have that.
Okay.
Your mom doesn't have any even signs of that. That's not, you know, that's not your mom.
Okay.
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 But your mom, I see toxicity, which means either she's on some kind of meditation. I see the acidity because your mom has, you know, sometimes your mom holds a lot of things inside. Your mother has an anxiety thing. She, you know, she keeps way too much in.
Yeah.
You know, tell your mom.
I think a little bit of that comes on me too.
Yeah, I know. Tell your mom she's like an emotional bag lady. You know, she's got 50 pounds. Your mother's got 50 pounds of emotional garbage that doesn't even belong to her.
I know.
Okay. But your mother figures if she doesn't worry, nobody else is gonna.
Ah.
You see? And if there's nothing to worry about, your mother's going to be worried that there's nothing to worry about. You know? But she was always that way. It's nothing she wanted to do. She learned that. That was learned behavior. You know? I mean, gosh, your mom's an old soul. She should go out and have fun and play.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, God, old souls get old, but we never grow up. And it's not that we're not responsible. You know? I mean, gee whiz. And your mother's sugar level fluctuates a little bit. So I'm curious. How's her weight been?
She walks a lot. And
okay, good. She's trying to take down weight?
She's trying to lose some weight, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's always conscious, you know, on her mind and everything.
Well, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, there's ways you can do it, you know, and I'm sure she knows all that good stuff. And vegetables burn more calories than you get, so that always helps, you know?
Yes,
but the walking is good. No, your mother doesn't have Alzheimer's. Your mother will not suffer from Alzheimer's.
Okay, she's looking for a stage, like job-wise. What career should she
go into? I'm sorry, you said what? What
a job. Like a job.
What about
she's looking for? Well, she's been out of work for about 4 or 5 years, taking care of my grandmother.
Right.
And so she's just starting to go back to work, but she doesn't know what direction to go for a job.
Well, first of all, you know, your mom has to look at what her attributes are. First of all, she's an old soul, so she, you know, she can deal with people. She's very compassionate. You know, she'll be very quick-tempered at times, by the way.
Yes.
It's true, isn't it? But she's going to get all the grudge. Then she feels guilty about getting angry, you know?
Yes.
But she would be good in a very helping capacity, and tell her not to go work in a retirement home dealing with senior citizens. She needs to recoup her energy, your mom. A lot of her energy has been pulled from a lot of that dealing.
Yes.
Okay? So she should stay to something a little bit more useful for her.
Okay.
She can be in a helping capacity, but I want her to be more, you know, for her, because she's been drained for 5-6 years. It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why she's been moody. That's why she's been tired, especially in the middle of the day.
Yes.
Sounds familiar?
Yes, familiar.
Yeah. You know, why won't she get on the phone?
No, but I'm eventually going to have her have enough courage to call you.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Next week or something.
You know what? I've been around. You're from Indiana?
Yeah.
You ever hear me on any of Chicago radio stations?
No, I have not.
Well, I've been on radio in Chicago since 1984, and I was voted number one in Chicago by the Fox Network and one of the top 25 in the world. I hate saying that because, you know, it sounds like I'm tooting my own horn. But if I wasn't good, I still wouldn't be around.
Exactly.
You know? And your mom, just tell her, you know, now it's her time.
Exactly.
She can do whatever she wants, but tell her to stay something more useful.
Yes.
You know, okay? And there's a reason for that. She needs to recharge her energies.
And my relationship with her, well, you know, just opening up.
Well, let me have your first name.
I'm Brian.
And the month of your birth?
April.
What?
April.
April. How old are you, right, Brian?
I'm 32.
Okay, well, you're an old soul, too.
Yeah.
You know, and you and your mom will either be best friends or butt heads. There'll be no middle ground.
Yeah, for a long time we've been button heads.
Yeah.
But now we're just starting to open up and really communicate with each other.
Well, see, part of the problem is, you know, you would never tell her what's inside you. I mean, you kept a secret from her for a long time.
Yes, I have.
Did you tell her?
But now I'm sharing my life with her more.
Well, good.
So
good.
That's the thing. It's just relieving that and saying, you know, now that she's her own self, I don't have to feel like I'm under her rules or command.
That's right.
I can express myself freely.
That's right. You have to get reacquainted. Even though, you know, even though it's your mom and you're her son, I think you guys need to get reacquainted. You go out and have fun, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, really, go out there and banana split. You know, go to Great America. Do something.
Yes, I appreciate it, Jeff.
You don't have by the way, you have the ability to write. You have a lot. You're a very creative guy.
Well, I heard automatic writing and kind of like a channeling thing.
Who does? You
do? I'm starting to see, you know, into the paranormal.
Okay, if you start getting into paranormal.
Yeah.
All right, listen. If you have, and old souls have, a lot of them have that ability. So do younger souls, but it's easier for older souls to come in, you know, to actually come in tune with it. If you're doing automatic writing, remember it's very spontaneous. I mean, it has nothing to do with you. All right.
Okay.
And opening up that part of your life or that part of your world, just you have to allow it to let in. No one can teach you how to be intuitive. That's, you know, they can teach you how to bring out the abilities they have. You have yourself.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be offering a class called CENATEC, which is Center for Natural Technology. I want to get into it on the show. But on my other shows, we can talk about it because, you know, my time here is only an hour tonight.
Okay.
All right? And my website is just johu.com. It's all one word.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
By the way, were you just at the dentist?
No, I have to go here. My appointment's here, I know.
Yes, I think you should make an appointment with the dentist.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm very serious about that.
Thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know how I know you had to go see a dentist? Because, believe it or not, that's the only trauma as a child I had. I was always terrified of dentists. And when I was a little boy, I couldn't sit still. I mean, I used to bite his fingers. So you put these rubber dams in my mouth, and he used to strap me. My mom would be on one side, my dad on the other side, trying to hold me down. And it was just a fear I had. So I had, you know, how do you have your teeth capped? Well, I had to go to the hospital. He put me to sleep so they could cap some of my teeth because I can't sit in a chair. So what I intuitively, I see someone who needs something with their teeth. The hair, I get all these like chills, you know, I get that chills. And so I can see the hair standing up on my arm, and I go, oh, that has to do with teeth, not mine, his. Anyway, but, you know, automatic writing is a very interesting process. More people say they can do it, they can actually do it. I've seen some remarkable cases of automatic writing, and I've seen what they call automatic writing is more from the person's subconscious. There's a big difference of the two. Okay? So, you know, it's something, I mean, a person's automatic writing, they can either be trance-like, or sometimes they can just be sitting there, and all of a sudden they're starting to write and carry out a conversation totally nothing but they're paying attention to what they're doing. But as far as really good ones, it's not a common thing. A lot of people say they do it, but it's not that common. I find that very interesting. But, you know, we all have abilities of some type. You know, I mean, really. I mean, look at the people that are artists. I find it so amazing that somebody with their eyes can look at something and all of a sudden put it in paper with perspective and depth. And, you know, I can't even draw a straight line. You know, it just amazes me. To me, that's a remarkable ability. It's a remarkable ability. The intuition that I have is on both sides of my family. I grew up with it, so, I mean, you know, don't misunderstand me. I respect it. But it wasn't until I was in my 30s, actually, that it was like someone took my life and did this with it. It was like what I was doing for a living was anything but this. Believe it or not, I was working for the Defense Department in top secret military projects in the robotics industry. So this is as far to the left field as you can from that. And it was just a weird call it, you know, case of events that led me to, you know, do what I do, which I've always done. But as far as we as human beings and we as spiritual beings, we're remarkable people. Don't ever let anyone tell. Oh, that's another thing. Don't ever let anyone tell you you're not. We're all remarkable. Everybody's got something they're remarkably good at. You know, I think sometimes old souls are master of, what do you call it, jack of all trades, master of none? Yeah, because we get bored fast because we've done so many things before. Younger souls are people that are remarkably good at business. Younger souls can keep things in order. And I admire them. I say, geez, how do you hold on to all that stuff? And they look at me like, what are you talking about? You know, it's just everybody's got their own powers. Everybody has their own abilities. We're all unique in the fact that we're humans, you know, spiritual beings, at least, and we're good people. 97% of us are truly good people, you know. And, of course, you're going to have positive and negative issues. That's life. You know, to be a well-rounded person, you've got to feel all the emotions. I mean, if you see somebody laughing, you know, in all his waking hours, that is a problem. Person crying all his waking hours is a problem. Being angry, I mean, just the same. You have to feel all the emotions. You have children, never stifle them. Never say to your little boy, stop, don't stop crying, be a man. You know what? If more men cry, there'd be a lot less heart attacks. Hi, call you're on with Joe.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ina.
Ina?
Yes.
And the month of your birth?
July.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, Ina, very unusual name. You're definitely an old soul. You're a very, very stubborn person. I got to tell you something. If somebody tells you you can't do that, you'll say you're on a bet. Just to prove them wrong, you'll do it. All right?
That's right.
If you're angry at somebody, you're not going to give in until you're ready. And that may be for years.
Okay.
You have that ability to do that. You're very compassionate, but the thing is, you're very strong. People sometimes are a little bit standoffish to you because your strength is so strong. You radiate the strength, and some people think, well, she's too bossy, or she's too this, you know? And so sometimes if you think people are standoffish to you, that's why. You radiate this real high power, and sometimes it kind of intimidates people. So you have the ability to intimidate people. I don't think you're even aware of doing it.
Yeah, I have to agree what you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's what I see. You know, and inside, you know what's funny? You're extremely vulnerable inside. So I think part of it might be protection.
Yeah.
You were burned once.
I think many times.
Well, once, big time. And that's what changed a lot of, you know, that's what made you become so defensive that way.
Huh.
All right, do you have a question?
Yes. I'm just, at this point in my life, I'm a little bit confused overall. My career-wise and where I need to live and love life also.
Well, all three of those questions. I'll answer one of those questions because we're limited in time. Okay, what question do you want to know? Answer, give me the one question that's most important to you.
My love life.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen. Listen to me very carefully. The reason why you've had problems with emotional issues is for some reason you look toward the underdog. Okay, these people come out like they've got everything on the ball, but somehow you're able to pick up that there's a vulnerability in these people. And you help them, and you try to, you know, you try to be a partner, but unfortunately you bring in a parent and an adult, all three at one time, and so you get these people back on their feet, and yada, 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 and all of a sudden they split. Or you
so what do I need to do to find somebody?
Well, what you need to do is, it's not finding somebody, it's finding somebody who doesn't have problems. But you gravitate to that. Somehow you pick up that these people have some issues, and you want to help them. And then you get involved personally with these people. You know?
Okay.
In other words, if there's a guy on the left side of you and the guy on the right side of you, okay, the guy on the right side of you is he's financially secure, he doesn't have any problems, he's a nice guy. The guy on the left of you is struggling to make a buck, and he's got some problems. For some reason, you'll gravitate toward him, not to the guy that's successful. And
yeah, I've actually heard it a lot. I think because by default, I want to help people. So.
Well, no, that might be. That might be. But unfortunately, like I said, you should have been a psychologist. I mean, you should get paid for it. You know?
Oh.
You help them out. You, like I said, you take them in, feed them, clothe them, whatever you need to do. All of a sudden, they get back on their feet, and all of a sudden, you know, then it's over. I don't know. It's just very bizarre. But I think that's learned behavior, or you're bringing that from a past life, you know? I mean, you could have been a doctor in past life. I don't know. But you have this remarkability, and you can find these people. You can find these people if there's a group of 1,000 people, you can pick out 5 in 5 minutes. You have that inner ability. So it's something that you gravitate to.
Do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, I said, find the guy that, you know, doesn't have any problems.
Okay.
But for some reason, that's boring to you. And it's not so much as, you know, proving a point. It's just that you want to help them, and somehow you put part of yourself into them. So somehow you identify your childhood with what those people are going through.
Yeah, that's true.
That's exactly true.
What about, you know, I've been thinking of moving, and right now I'm in between. I don't know where.
Are you near Baltimore?
Close to Rockville.
Okay. All right, how long have you been there?
17 years.
So where do you want to move to? Where do you think is going to be good for you?
I was thinking about Florida.
No.
No?
No. Florida wouldn't be good for you. Why would you think of Florida? Why, because it's warmer?
I was thinking about Miami, the beach.
Well, you could go to Miami, but boy, I'll tell you, it's very, very hot in the summertime there. And that's not going to be necessarily the place for high energy for you.
Okay.
Central Florida, I could see Central Florida more than I could Miami.
Central Florida.
Yeah,
okay.
More than Miami.
Do you think this is a good area for me to stay right now?
It's not the area that's the problem. It's what you want to do. It's
okay.
For you, it's more what you want to do. For you, it's you've got to let go of some of the past.
And
you know, you've got some issues you've never dealt with, and you can't because some of the people are gone.
And how do I do that?
Well, a couple different ways you can do it. I mean, you know, you can, boy, one thing you can do is write down like you're writing a letter to that person and write down all the things that they hurt you with and all the things they did that you didn't think were right. And then after you do that and you put all your feelings into that, then when you get, you know, then after you do that and you read it and you feel it, then you burn it. And say, as I burn this, so do I burn the pain. So do I burn the negative
energy. I'm not exactly sure who hurt me, though.
Oh, yes, they did.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, they did. There are people who hurt you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're not sure of it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who I would be writing the letter to.
Oh, well, see, that means you've blocked it all up. When you were a little girl, okay, between your mother and your father, who was your protector?
Maybe my father.
Maybe? Who is your disciplinarian?
My father, I guess.
Okay. So where was your mom?
Well, they were both, yeah.
But where was she when you were a little girl?
Where was she?
Yeah, but in other words, who are you closer to, your mother or your father?
Right now, I think my mom.
Not now, when you were a child.
It's hard to tell.
That's
maybe,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember your teachers when you were in grade school?
Yeah.
Do you remember their names? There's a reason why I'm telling you. Listen carefully to me. Okay. If you know, you try to remember your kindergarten teacher, first grade, second grade, third grade, you know, and see if you remember their names. And, you know, I don't know if you went to a school, you had the same teacher for the whole semester, but I think, or the whole year. I know in some schools after fourth grade to go to middle school, they have different teachers, okay? But it's the kindergarten, first, second, third, and up to fourth grade. All right,
yeah,
those are very vulnerable times.
Yeah,
those are very vulnerable times. And, you know, you can't remember when you're a little girl who is your disciplinarian, who is your protector, who are you closer to, you know, who got on your case more than the other. You understand? Those are some issues you need to look at. And you've got that door really tightly closed. I have to move on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. And that is so true. You know, 90% of what we know by the time we're 12 years old. Did you know that? As a human being, 90% of what we know by the time we're 12. You know, how to feed yourself, walk, talk, go to the bathroom, basic personality traits. And there's things that, you know, there's always two ways to raise a child. I mean, gee whiz, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of young parents out there. You can either guide your child through life or you can lead them through life. If you guide your child through life, they pretty much develop like the separate little people that they are, you know. And if you lead them through life, you're going to make them an extension of you. And that's what you don't want to do. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to guide them, not lead them, you know, because that way they develop on their own. And unfortunately, sometimes people, you know, get confused that issue, or they just don't do it. And that's not good. That's absolutely not good. You know, don't forget that little three-year-old, you know, son or daughter, or even that. I'll give an example. You know, you got newborn babies out there, 2 weeks old. You bring them home from the hospital, you know, 2 weeks later, you're watching, they're sleeping and they're dreaming. What is a two-week-old baby dreaming about? The birth canal? Or the C-section? No. What is that baby dreaming about? They're having dreams at 2 weeks. What are they dreaming about? Think about that. Sometimes you'll have your little son or daughter, they'll be 4 or 5 years old, and they'll be coloring or something. And say, you know, Mommy, last time when I was here, or when I was Grandpa, or when I was Grandma, or they say something, you know, that's cute. What are they talking about? Well, they're giving you glimpses of past lives. They can't really, you know, in this life, they'll just blurt those things out. And it's really, really funny. Or if you want to know, your son or daughter, if they're coloring or doing something, they're not paying attention other than doing what they're doing, you know, say, Sarah, you know, who were you last time, or what were you last time, or where were you last time? Just something like that, and they'll tell you. Or if they look at you funny, they won't say anything. That's fine. Don't push it. And then maybe they'll just blurt it out a week or two later. That is so common. I've heard it hundreds and hundreds of times. But that's, you know, think about that. And doctors, well, the baby, that's just automatic biological squinting and things. No, babies are dreaming. They are dreaming. They're smiling. They're wincing. Come on. What are they remembering at 2 weeks? Hi, Carly. You're on with Joe.
Hello. My name is Dominic, and I was born in July.
Okay, and where are you calling from, Dominic?
England.
You're in England?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. We have, you know, Dominic, we have a lot of guests from England on my other show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yes, Alan Butler, Robert Temple, a lot of people. Well, first of all, you're an old soul. And I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Dominic.
Dominic. You're an old soul, Dominic. You're a very emotional man, and you've got a lot of, you know, you're a very intelligent guy. But unfortunately, you've got, you know, like, 10 minutes is doing this. 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 You've got to kind of bring down your brain power all to one level.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I guess you're scattered too thin. You understand?
Yes, I do.
You know, you've got a lot of different interests, but you've got a remarkable ability. You're very good. You're very good at putting things together. You're very good in the helping capacity. You have an amazing imagination. You have amazing imagination.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, people like you make remarkable writers. They make remarkable photographers. You're also good with, you know, people like you make, you can feel a life in everything. You can be an exceptional gardener if you wanted to be, you know. The one thing, though, is that you can get bored very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you're a good person, but sometimes you try to, you know, how can I say this? You go through these little dips of melancholia. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You go up and down these little melancholy moods, and I think that's because you don't feel there's anybody in your corner. You know what, Dominic? You got to let them be in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've got to open up and let them in. You try, but then you get, I don't know if you get afraid, or I don't think it's a trust issue. Sometimes, that you don't know your own worth. You have a hard time feeling your own self-worth.
Yeah.
Come on, Dominic, that's crazy. Can I ask how old you are, Dominic?
Sorry?
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 37.
30 what?
37.
Oh, you're young.
Yeah.
God, you know, oh, God, you're an old soul. We never grew up anyway, Dominic. I still fly kites and I climb trees and I'm 58.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. And if you look at my website, which is just johu.com, J-O-E-W-H-O.com, that picture is me. It's about a year and a half, almost maybe a year and three quarters old now, and I don't dye my hair and I don't wear a wig. Okay? But what I'm saying is, God, you got the rest of your life to get old. Stop it. You need a change. And there's shackles around you from other that you've got to break free. You're a good, you know what I'm saying, Dominic? You're a remarkable guy. You don't even know your own abilities. You know they're there, but it's like you're really gung-ho, and then 2 hours later you peter out. Because I think because of the up and down moods that you go into. Now, it could be emotional, it could be chemical. Okay?
Well, but I meditate, but it's still there.
I'm sorry, you have to speak up.
I meditate, but it's still there.
Does the meditation help?
Yes, it does. But I can't explain it myself, but, you know, I suppose I'm very peaceful inside, but there is this kind of other melancholy thing keeps affecting me, but I'm kind of...
Absolutely.
I keep my feet there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, I think on a subconscious level, you hold on to them because they're safe. And I don't know if you don't understand what that means. You know, it's kind of safe for you. You know, when you were a conservative child too, but you were a lot more rambunctious. You know, you used to take it there. Now you don't take it there. You know, you don't plunge and say, okay, let's see what happens. You know, you're far too young for that. And I think that you should look into that. I would like to talk to you privately. Really, you should give me a call where we can talk privately. You know, spend more time, because you know, God, if I can crack open that door. Dominic, if I could crack over that door just so you can see through the opening, and you can see that, then all of a sudden it'll all come flooding through, and you'll have yourself a good cry for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden you'll be cleansed. Because there's a lot of stuff inside you.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. You know, are you a big guy?
I'm 6'2".
And you are tall. Yes. Well, to me that's tall. My mother's 4'9". And
wow.
My father's 5'1", so you're a pretty tall guy, and I'm 5'6½", maybe, on a good day.
My grandmother was about 4'8" or something.
Yeah, well, she's always, I thought my mother was one of the shortest ones I knew, 4'9". How's your weight been?
I'm kind of fairly slim.
I beg your pardon?
I'm fairly slim.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
you say you're fairly fit?
I'm not overweight at all.
Yeah. But anyway, Dominic, so there's some things you could work on. You can get it out, but it's the fear, you know? And I want to say one thing only. Being this way is safe. See? That's what we don't want. You don't want to be safe, because if you're safe, no one touches you and you touch no one. That's not good.
Yeah.
You know, you got all this creativity in you, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You have amazing things. You know, you're good with words. In fact, you're good with poetry.
I do that too, yeah.
I know you are. I can see all these things about you, you know, and it's funny, you always consider yourself to be different. Well, you are, but not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dominic?
Yes, but do you see any possibility of me earning money at all?
I'm sorry, say that again.
But I'm kind of poor as poor.
Oh, you're poor?
I'm just a penniless person, you say. It's really weird. I'm just trying to work out how to make money, but it just seems...
Okay, well, all right, Dominic, I just told you a bunch of your attributes. You're good with poetry. You can write, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, geez, why don't you try your hand at writing or poetry and getting those things published?
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at the lady in Harry Potter. She lived out of her car. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just wrote. And you have that remarkable ability to do that. Now, it could be a story based on anything that's, you know, see, because you're an old soul, you have to deal in fiction, okay? If it was nonfiction, it would have to be something about your life. And that might not, you know, you may not think that's interesting to other people, but as far as fantasy and imagination and poetry, you're very good at all those aspects. The thing is, you got to sit down and do it. You know, like I said, you wake up gung-ho, and then all of a sudden it peters out. See,
yeah.
That's what kind of concerns me. And I think there might be a little bit of chemical imbalance here with this.
I think there could be too.
Yeah.
If I did pursue that, you know, taking any kind of form of medication, I wouldn't be happy about that.
I know. So, you know, boy, I'll tell you what. check out my website, okay? It's johu.com. You got that?
Yeah.
It's www.johu, it's all one word, .com.
Yeah.
All right? And I do another show on there. And in fact, tomorrow evening, and you're 6 hours ahead of us, I think, at least out of Chicago, because I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
But the show airs at 8 p.m. Central Time in the United States. And you should call that show because I have much more time on that show than this show. I love this show. Don't misunderstand me. I love,
okay.
You know, yeah. All right, Dominic?
Fantastic.
All right, you take care, my friend.
Cool.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And that is true. I mean, you know, BBS Radio has given me a great opportunity to talk to you, and I love it. You know, unfortunately, I only have an hour here. And I, you know, I'm trying to cover too many things in an hour. You'd be amazed how fast an hour goes. Gosh, you remember when you were a kid and you were in grade school, and it was the last 15 minutes before the bell rang or before you got out of school, and it seemed like it took 3 days for that clock to move 15 minutes? You know, now you blink your eyes and go, what? Is an hour's gone by already? That's the one strangest thing. You know, when you're a child, a summer was a lifetime. And as you get older, time goes faster. And I've heard all these theories about that, and I don't necessarily agree with any of them. Because, I mean, I only sleep so many hours a day. I don't sleep any more, any less than when I was younger. You know, I don't think I've slowed down any, at least not to my perceptions. But it seems like everything else has sped up. You know, and I find that kind of amusing. You know, my mom's 85 years old, and she still drives. And, you know, she always tells me, one day you're going to slow down, but she never slows down. I call up, she's never home. Hi, you're on with Joe. Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, can I have your first name?
My name's Mitch.
Mitch, please speak up. And the month of your
Mitch.
Birth?
My name's Mitch.
Yes, the month of your birth.
It is December 6th.
Just a month. I'm not an astrologer. Just a month. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from California.
Okay. Mitch, I'm a voice natural, so I have to hear you speak. So those three things I ask allow me to hear your voice. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. First of all, you have to understand, you're a pretty strong-willed guy, and you think you're even-keeled, but, you know, it's funny. You could be happy 1 minute and angry in a very short time. Okay? And I think one of the things about that is that, you know, you can't tolerate people who are ignorant. You know? Maybe the word stupid, not ignorant. Maybe stupid. Okay? Ignorant just means without knowledge. But if people tell you something and you know blatantly, it's just, where the heck are you getting that from? It just irritates you. Okay?
So, got that right.
Yeah, you know, and you may have a lot of acquaintances, but true friends, very few. You know, very few. And that's all you need. I mean, if you've got one or two good friends, you're fine. But the thing is, and how many times you shake your head when you watch the news? You say, how can this be happening? How can people be so stupid?
I just got on CNN this morning, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got in. I don't know how I got in, though.
And what was that about?
It was Luger talking about Plan B for the war.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that. I was watching it, but my phone rang. I didn't hear your call. But, you know, it's funny, Plan B, Plan A. You know what? The soldiers, their hands are tied. I mean, look what's going on in our country today. I mean, I'm going to be real honest with you, and my audience, too. Global warming caused by man? Give me a break. That's a joke. I don't care what they say the scientists say, and if you do research, all those scientists were duped. You know, they were asked to write a page and a half, and then it was put together by somebody else. The ice caps on Mars have melted 10 feet in the past 2 years, not because of your SUV. Our planet Earth is, you know, it's not a static planet. I mean, how many people know about the climactic optimum and the small climactic optimum? You know, from 7,000 to 4,000 BC, it was 7 degrees warmer on the planet. And from 1,000 BC to about 1350, it was about 4 degrees warmer on the planet. But they never hear you talk about that stuff. They never tell you about that stuff. And that's fact. You can look that up. That's history.
So is this a spiritual awakening?
Well, and how? You know what's funny? It's funny you say that. There are 6 billion souls on this planet. They're here to witness something. You know, there's a battle going on in the world today. And if you can't see it, trust me, it's there.
There's
a battle.
See it.
You know, and the battle's a global battle, and it's one versus the other. You know, and it's interesting to me because I do believe that about 97% of the world's population are good people and 3% are pure evil, not bad evil. And that's still over 260-some million people, and usually those people are in places of power or places of manipulation. You know?
It's truth versus evil.
That's right. And what scares me is that every time, let's take America, every time the American people start to scrutinize the government, they throw something to divert your attention. Okay? If you committed a felony, they'd throw you in jail, wouldn't they, my friend?
Yeah.
Okay, if you cross the border illegal, that is a felony. You know? Okay? And the funny part about it is, you know, they tell you about all these people crossing the Mexican border. You know, what bothers me is the fact that the ones they did catch last year represented 57 different nations. And we don't even know who's here. You've got this guy they caught coming into America through Canada. He had tuberculosis. They confined him. Remember, he quarantined him. We don't know who's in this country and where they came from and what diseases they may carry. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, we got truck drivers, ice cream drivers, and subway owners that are getting ready.
That's right. Yeah, you know.
Hey, Joe, I got a question.
Are you self-employed?
You know what? I'm not, but I'm real close.
Okay, yeah, because you have a hard time working for other people. You better be your own boss.
yeah, you're right.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. What's your question?
Well, I was going to ask you that. What do you see? You see anything?
Yes, you have to be
happening.
Your own boss, your own entrepreneur. You can make money. Okay. You know, but one thing you have to try and listen to me. And there's an old expression: with a teaspoon of honey, you can catch 100 bees. Okay, be a good listener. You know,
okay.
Even if you don't agree, because sometimes you'll get an opinion or an idea that someone will pass along, and you didn't think of it before.
Right, right. How about the media? What do you see anything there?
As far as you getting into the media,
as far as an outlet to yeah.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I've been on radio in Chicago and actually all over the world since about 1984, 85. It was really cool back then. The media today is hard to get into. It's very difficult. But if you're good at something, you'll get into it. That has to be your desire to do that.
I got to make some waves.
That's right. you're absolutely right. You know, like I said, I in my wildest dreams, I would never thought I was going to be on radio or have a radio show ever. I mean, I didn't even think about that. You know, I was in robotics engineering. I actually sang professionally. I studied opera, which I didn't like, but I studied it. You know, and this ability I have, I had my whole life. To me, it was no big deal. And just through a quirky set of fate, or whatever, something said, Joe, this is what you do from now on. It's on my bio on the page there. It's just the most amazing thing how it happened. You know,
you name it,
I've talked to them. Doctors, lawyers, nuclear physicists, microbiologists. I couldn't tell you how many NFL, NBA, you name it, I've talked to them. Okay? You know, if you want to be in the media, specifically radio or television?
Well, actually, what I want to do is I want to create some buzz as far as social issues.
Okay. There's a lot of social issues.
Yeah. Like the war in Iraq and, you know, just the Katrina thing and all that. So
What do you think about the Katrina thing? Let me ask you that.
How many people are listening?
Oh, probably a lot. I've been on radio for 20 years. The federal government cannot go into a state unless the state specifically asks them to come in. President Bush warned them 36 hours before to get the people out of there. Okay, they had the school buses. The mayor wanted him to send down all the charter buses.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of facts that, you know, people should look and do the research on. Okay.
Yeah, people 95% of people think it's global warming.
No.
But if you look at it a little different, if you're into the Mayan calendar and you know, philosophy,
right.
They predicted this, and the three hurricanes, they say everything comes in three. This thing right here was supposed to happen.
You know what? That's right. It's cyclic, you know? It's happened before and it's happened again. It's a part of a cycle, and there's a certain things in a repeating cycle. I mean, don't forget, you've got the Earth going around the sun, around our solar system. It's going around the galaxy. The galaxy is going around the universe. There's energies out there that even scientists call dark matter and dark energy. I don't know what the hell they are, but don't you think that affects us some way? Of course it does. Absolutely does.
Yeah, there's dimensions that are here that no one even sees.
Oh, of course. There's interdimensional beings. There's extraterrestrials. I mean, come on. You look at the universe. You look at the – I mean, you just look out at the sky on a clear night. You know, why would the supreme being make life on one little grain of sand when he's made millions and millions of tons of it? You know,
I agree.
So, you know, I think God's handiwork is all over the universe.
Absolutely.
You know, and I do know there are people in our country and our government who know that's true. You know, but they don't want to let people know.
Well, I think they're scared.
That's right. No, they're afraid they'll lose control. They're afraid they'll lose control.
They don't want no one to go this angle because they're going to lose control.
That's right. Hey, who pays the government salary?
I do. I'm in the worst tax bracket. I'm single, and this is ridiculous.
Oh, I know that.
I
was a single renter. I know that. So you pay their salary, and how come they don't listen to the American people? And they don't.
How come their shoes are so scuffed?
Pardon me?
I'm paying for their shoes, too.
That's right. You pay for everything. You pay their salary. Oh, they tell you they can't privatize Social Security. They have their own Social Security. They get 15 times the return on their what they put away. And that's because they privatize their own. Well, if it's good for them, why the hell is it good for the people who will pay their salary?
Well,
you know,
and they
people,
get a bang on chicks, too.
Don't be sheep. Don't be led around. It has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. I don't care what your political aspirations are. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with who's ever in power is supposed to do the will of the people, and they're not. They're going to throw
well,
it at
they're
you.
They're not. Someone is. Someone's going to do it, and I think it might be a higher power.
Well, that's why. Let's hope so. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the responsibility of the system to police the population, but the responsibility of the population to police its system. Come on, wake up. Anyway, as far as getting back into media on social issues, yeah, you have to make a name for yourself. You know, get into talk shows. You know, can it be done? Oh, absolutely, it can be done. But you got to get your foot in the door.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. How do you? Yeah, that's all you got to do. Is just it's not that easy though.
Well, that's true. And, you know, you can a radio station. You try and go to work for a radio station as far as going into production or even intern. You know, something like that. But it's funny. Started a small station. There's a lot of small stations that look for talent.
I used to be a disc jockey, actually.
Okay. You know, I went from working robotics engineering and top secret military projects to being on one of the top five networks in the country, which I had no control over. It's like something said, Joe, you're going to do this from now on.
Well, your last name is a question. Why wouldn't they put you on?
Yeah, that's right. That's not my real last name. That was given to me years ago. A buddy of mine, my mom would have this lady do some sewing for her. And her son's name was, her husband's name was Joe. And I got to know her son. His name was Marty. And his cousin's name was Joe. His dad's name was Joe. And my name was Joe. So and he had a brother, Joe, too. So he had dad Joe, his brother Joe, and his cousin next door, Joe. So one day he said, Ma, Joe's coming over for dinner. He goes, Joe who? And she said, yeah. And the name stuck with me years and years ago. I was a kid. So people started calling me Joe who.
Nice.
All right, I have to let you go.
Okay, Joe, good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the people that called in today, I thank you so very, very much for calling. And this is just amazing. This is just, you know, I get such an opportunity to talk to you. And you know, you may not agree with me, that's fine, but that's what makes us human. You know, the stories that I've heard 100 times before. It makes them unique because it happens to Dominic, or it happened to Eva, or it happened to, you know, the individual. It's your own little world, your own little paradigm with all the nuances. That's what makes you so remarkably different. You know, that's what makes us so remarkably different. What do we have in common? We're human beings. What do we have in common? We're spiritual beings. What do we have in common? We're trying to understand what it's like to be human, which ain't that easy, is it? But the one thing we need to do is stick together, because if we don't, we're going to be run over, and we're starting to get run over now. Come on. You know, I don't know. It just aggravates me, and I don't want to go into that because, you know, I want to show you that if we can stick together and we use the power of your psyche and your higher self, we can affect change. And not change for our own individual selves, but change for the good of everyone. You know, I mean, not the little things like, you know, the thing about global warming. If it's warming up, it's not because of man. And trust me, do the research on that. They want you to go to these fluorescent little light bulbs just grew in. They contain mercury. Mercury cannot be made non-poisonous. And it's a powder. That's going to get all over the place. That's crazy. You know? It's amazing. You know, we can't drill for oil, but they're drilling, Cuba and China are drilling for oil 45 miles off the coast of Florida. What's wrong with that picture? And we can't? You see, you know, the conservative movement of the 60s and 70s is not what's going on today. There seems to be an over-control of repression. We're being repressed. We're getting pushed down, and now we're getting squeezed. How much do you think the American people get squeezed before they get really, really angry? You know? Anyway, here's a little tidbit I'll leave you with. Look up fluoride in the water. Look up, go to a search engine and put in a search engine fluoride poisoning. Everybody, again, my name is Joe Hu. My website is johu.com. It's www.johu.com. And if you'd like to have an appointment with me, you call my office at area code 815-498-9065. I love you all so very, very much. And you all have a good evening, good day, and we'll do this again next week. Thank you. Goodbye.